Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 7. And today we are going to be talking about Crypto Blades, which has had one of the best runs in the crypto market the last few months, although in the last few days it has definitely taken a big hit. But before we get into Crypto Blades, I want to talk about the 800-pound NFT elephant in the room that is Axie Infinity. Axie is the crypto game that pretty much every other crypto game wants to be. It has a huge user base that is growing like crazy, really great positive word of mouth, and its token, SLP, has been increasing in price like crazy. And not only that, people can earn tons of money playing it. In the Philippines, people are quitting their jobs because Axie actually pays better than what they're making there. It hits a lot of the checkboxes for what makes a great crypto game. One of the reasons I haven't done an episode on Axie yet, though, is that everyone pretty much already knows about it. There are thousands of videos online, and I really have nothing new to say about it that those don't say even better. And unless they come out with some new gameplay mechanics, I really don't see myself doing any videos on it. So, I bring up Axie because every crypto game wants to be the Axie killer. Now, I don't think Axie is going anywhere anytime soon, but I really believe that Crypto Blades may be in the same class. It, however, is still in its infancy and has a relatively small barrier to entry as far as money. With that in mind, let's dive into Crypto Blades. So, Crypto Blades came out to the masses in May, so it's still super new with lots of content still to come, and it runs on the Binance Smart Chain, and the crypto you are trying to earn in this game is called Skill. In May, Skill was going for $2.10, and now it is way up to $106, although now as I check my computer, it's actually down to $60. So it got up to like $184 at one point 2 weeks ago, and it's kind of been slowly declining, but like I said, it's still super early, so this game could really shoot to the moon. So, what is this game, and how do we earn Skill Crypto? Well, Crypto Blades is a fighting game where players can level up their characters and craft weapons to defeat enemies. At its core, it's pretty much a clicker game, as actual combat is not shown at all. After you have one character and equip one weapon, you'll be able to battle. This involves four opponents popping up with different degrees of difficulty. If you choose to fight a harder enemy, you will gain more experience points, but you will also have a higher chance of losing. If you lose, you don't get any experience points and you don't win any crypto. If you fight an easier opponent, you will earn less experience, but you will probably win. Right now, the risk of losing is not worth the extra XP that you will gain, so you will want to fight the easiest opponent every time. If you win your fight, you will win some crypto. It's that easy. Each battle takes like 30 seconds, and as a first-time player, I was winning about $1.25 each fight. Also, as you level up your character, you'll be able to win more per fight. So according to Crypto Blades website, a level 11 warrior earns about 25% more per fight. And I can verify this because I bought a couple higher level warriors, and they definitely earn about 25% more per fight. So this return sounds incredible, but the catch is you only have the ability to launch 7 fights in a day, which is why making sure you win each fight is more important than winning a little bit extra XP. So your character has stamina that is used up every fight and it replenishes very slowly. For this reason, you don't have the ability to fight more than 7 times in a day. So at this point, you're probably thinking, well, if I do the math, that's about $7 or $8 a day. That doesn't sound great, but you can have 4 characters per account. So you can really battle 28 times a day and make even more money, quite a bit more even. I've actually seen some YouTubers have 30 plus accounts because of how much you can make. And they're talking about, you know, making thousands of dollars a day, at least in these early stages of this game, because multi-accounting is actually still allowed in this metaverse. So if you have the money, this might be the route to go before this game really hits a critical mass of players and the payouts start getting less and less. So other than the catch of the number of battles you are allowed to participate in, the other thing that kind of hurts this game a little bit is that every single fight requires some BNB for gas. So this game really isn't free to play, it definitely takes some money to start up. But after you get going, your skill tokens will keep going up, and you can convert it to BNB super easily, and that will cover your gas costs more than cover your gas costs. Lastly, another way to make some money in this game is that players can trade their characters and weapons in the marketplace. CryptoBlades actually has its own marketplace, so you don't need to worry about transferring NFTs from a third-party site, which can be confusing to a lot of people. There is a really high demand for leveled up characters because they make more money. So, buying new characters and leveling them up only to sell them is a strategy that I'm sure some people are trying out, and it really doesn't take very long to level up characters from level 1 to level 12. It can be done in probably a couple days. So, what's in the pipeline for CryptoBlades? What do they have coming out soon? Well, they've announced that they are going to be coming out with raids and player versus player combat. Now, they haven't gone into what you can earn in raids, if the prizes are going to be NFTs, better weapons, or if it's going to be more money. So we're still kind of in the dark. We don't really know when these things are coming out, but they've announced them pretty recently. Raids can involve all four of your characters, which means you will need four different weapons. And player versus player, we really have no idea what that experience might require. So let me get into my experience with this game. This was my first week playing this game, and I was very impressed, as you can probably tell from my glowing review. I invested about 1.75 skill, which at the time was about $190. I guess I should have waited 1 week. But that bought me four heroes and one two-star weapon. Now, you're probably wondering, you have four heroes, why do you only have one weapon? Well, each character and each weapon has one of four elements that are assigned to it. Those elements are earth, fire, lightning, and water. So if you have a water character, it would best synergize with a water weapon. So when you first get a character, and it has one of these elements, you want all of your characters to have the same element. That way they can all use the same weapon, because when you fight, you only fight with one character at a time, and the weapons are interchangeable. So this way, you can save money by not having to buy four different weapons. You can buy one weapon that might be a water weapon, and you can use it for all of your water characters. I happen to have all water elements, so I have a water weapon, and it works really well, and it saves you a little bit of early money. So with my first battles, I had a level 1 character, and every time I won 0.0085 skill, which currently is only about 50 cents per each battle, but at the time when I did it, it was about $1.25. And so if I have 7 battles times 4, that ends up being about $14 per day, which it used to be about $25 a day, but it's gone down recently. However, each character will probably lose about one of their 7 battles, so you really might win less than that even. And then there's gas fees, which aren't too much, but it does add up if you're doing 28 battles a day. This is where multi-accounting comes into play, because you can multiply that by however many accounts you have, although I don't think I'm going to do that, mostly because I don't have the amount of time. But it's really pretty quick to do that. It's like 20 minutes, although recently it's been going even faster, so the developers are definitely working on that. Also, as your characters get to a higher level, they earn more money, like I said. So my level 12 characters that I bought straight from the marketplace, they are definitely earning about 25% more. After you win your battles, the skill and experience are stored until you initiate a transaction. So there's a 15% tax if you want to do that transaction the same day, and it goes down 1% each day. CryptoBlades also gives you the ability to stake your tokens if you want to wait for the tax to go down. They give you the ability to stake for 7 days. You can't withdraw the money during that time, but it's really not too much, especially if you're going to wait 15 days anyways for the tax to go down. You also have to pay a gas fee if you want to collect your XP, which is a little annoying, so you don't want to do that after every single battle, because that'll add up. And if you wait a little while, for example, I've only leveled up my XP once, and I waited until my characters got to level 20, 24, 22, and something else. So you definitely don't want to do that every day, but it works out if you do it once a week. And then you can get all of your XP, and then if you have the patience, you can wait the 15 days to get your skill. I'm not sure why they went the route of having to pay a gas fee for your XP, but it probably has to do with the fact that the XP is increasing your NFT that you own, so that costs money to update the NFT, I'm guessing. But I'm not really sure. So, my final verdict. Like I said earlier, I think this game could be on the same level of Axie Infinity, and it has huge potential. Especially with this skill token taking off in price, even though it's gone down recently, now is a great time to invest in this game. For the amount of money that you make daily, you should be able to make back your original investment pretty quickly. The main negatives are needing to make withdrawals in order to gain XP, and the real lack of any gameplay. This isn't a game you're going to tell people about because it's tons of fun to play. I mean, it's a clicker game, there's not really that much to do. It's just a great investment of your time and crypto resources. This is probably the best game for gaining crypto that I have reviewed so far, and there's also one other reason why it's really great. The developers have just implemented a system called the Oracle, and it makes it so that whether the price of a skill token goes up or down, they want you to keep earning the same amount of money you make per battle. So, if skill goes down to $10, you will earn more skill per battle. But if skill goes up to $200, which I think is pretty likely, you will earn less skill, but the same amount of dollars. It's a great system that will keep players around for longer, in my opinion. Because of Oracle, the high rate of pay, and the future roadmap for this game, I'm giving it a really big recommendation to everyone out there. If you only want to buy one character, you can do so for like $25, $30, and then build up your skill, and then buy more characters if you want to go the cheapest route possible. So that's all I have for Crypto Blades. Next episode, I will be talking about Splinterlands, which is probably at the forefront of the collectible card games when it comes to dApps. You can definitely see some inspiration from Hearthstone, which I definitely spent way too much time playing, so listen in for that next time. Alrighty, that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It really means a lot and it helps more people find my podcast. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me for what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!